Now it is time to bring in none other than Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And hello to you, Marshall. How is every little thing?
It's cold up here. It's 23 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Not as cold as it is up in a place called Berwyn, New Hampshire, where it is 2 above this morning.
God bless them.
Yeah, it's still cold. The coldest temperatures are found in the Northeast. 3 below at Mount Washington in New Hampshire as well. We'll have sunny skies today in the mid-40s. Clear tonight, 20 to 25 again. Sunny tomorrow, 50. Sun will mix with a few clouds, mid-50s Thursday. Your Friday, cloudy, maybe a shower, lower 60s. Saturday, it's in the 60s, and just a chance of a shower. The best chance of showers come Sunday. So I think Saturday is going to turn out to be the warmest day. We get enough, or just enough sunshine, because I see a lot of cloud cover, so I think it's going to be kind of hazy. We get enough sunshine Saturday, you're going for 70.
That's good.
Yeah?
Because I'm going for 70 anyway. I'm 66. And you, of course.
Yeah.
I'm almost
there.
You're a step away.
Really?
Actually, a couple of steps away.
A couple of steps away, yeah. I don't even want to think about it, but you don't have anything pressing this weekend, right?
No, I don't do anything interesting any weekend, but just kind of hang out, inhale and exhale, and try to live. Today's a New York City day, so it's going to be windy in the city?
Not at all.
All right.
Nope, should be nice. Should be nice, and the city should be, I would say, probably low 50s, the wind today out of the north. 10 to 15, not bad.
All right.
So a little breezy, but not bad. You know, in the sun, it'll feel good.
Well, I have to make sure I only walk in the sun.
Yeah, you know how it is in the city.
You can cross the street and do it all out. You can do that. You can do that. You can walk in the sun most of the time. Well, anyway, so now the saga of Pat's microphone continues. You're going to get a new piece of equipment today.
Yeah, that's coming today, and then probably install it tomorrow, so hopefully that will work. And what else could I tell you? Yesterday was a relatively quiet day.
Did you make up for your birthday by celebrating your birthday yesterday?
No. That's it. Overdone. I was reading that book I told you about called A Second Later. So I finished the book. I'll return that to the library. Very, very interesting read. It's about missiles that were fired at the world and disrupted all electric.
Uh-huh.
Who fired
them?
I'm not sure if they actually said in the book. I don't recall them saying. I know one landed in Russia, another one landed in Kansas, and there was a third one, I forget where that landed. And you just have no idea how electric could literally kill the world.
Oh, no. Just imagine with no electricity.
Yeah.
Just imagine.
I mean, you know, all the new cars at work. If you had an old car, yes. New cars won't run. Of course, you're not going to be able to get gas out of a gas station because the pumps can't pump. What else? People in hospitals, generators will eventually run out. So people that are very sick will be forced to die. People that need surgery will not be able to be operated on. They would be forced to die. And eventually what happens, food would spoil. So now you'd run out of food. And now you'd have to start literally killing animals and using that for your food. Water supply would be terrible. People would go berserk. People would start shooting one another. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. The book is actually very interesting, but very depressing.
Now, why are you reading this book?
A friend of mine from Delaware said, if you want an interesting read, pick up this book. And They had it at the library, so I went and got it at the library.
And what's it called again?
Second Later. A Second Later.
Remind me not to read that book.
Yeah. Yeah, very depressing.
I don't.
Very, very depressing.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? To me, all I keep thinking about is a book like this could give some kook, ideas.
Sooner,
you know what I mean?
Sooner or later, somebody will make this into a movie.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It'll be a movie.
Yeah.
And people will flock to it, and everybody will get depressed.
I told you I watched The Hospital. I ruled that out. Too much dialogue and too much medical dialogue. Would be much too hard for our staff to do that. So that's out. I came across another movie at a garage sale called The West Side Waltz. Shirley MacLaine, Liza Minnelli, and Jennifer Grey. And I said, boy, with a cast like that, it's got to be great. Went nowhere. They were all very good in the movie, but the movie went nowhere. So, that's out.
You know what you should do? You should do a reprise of All in the Family.
We are actually, you're very close. We're actually thinking of doing a combination of the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
And that TV show that's on Friday nights now called The Cool Kids. It's about four people in a nursing home. One of which is, what's her name, who used to play Mama's Family. What's her name? Can't think of a name. Vicky Lawrence. She's there with these three guys. You know the other three guys. I know you know them. And we were thinking that maybe we would combine the two and go from there. We'll see. That's all providing that one girl turns down Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte. See, the Cool Kids, because I know Marcia knows all these people. The Cool Kids. Does it say who's in this? Cool Kids, right here. Stars. David Alan Grier, Martin Mull, Leslie Jordan, and Vicky Lawrence.
I know Vicky, David, and Martin Mull. Is that who you said?
Yeah, Martin Mull. You know Leslie Jordan, the little short guy that used to play on Will and Grace.
I never watched Will and Grace. I know Martin Mull. I used to love. I've got a record album of his Martin Mull Live in Your Living Room. It is the most hilarious record in the world.
Really?
You have to be stoned to listen to it, but if you listen to it, it's actually very, very good.
Funny. Okay.
But you have to be stoned or drunk to listen to it to really appreciate it.
Okay.
Not that I'm either stoned or drunk, but...
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, I still think All in the Family... And I'll do All in the Family. You've got probably somebody who can play Archie Bunker.
Yeah. I wonder if Rob could play. No, not Rob. Maybe Gary Garrison, the one who played Hitler in Arsenic and Lace.
Yeah, that's right. If you can play Hitler, you can play Archie Bunker.
Right. Or maybe he could play an Archie Bunker. But, yeah, I was thinking about that. But who would play Edith? You need somebody really good to play Edith.
Well, you've got a couple of ladies that could do that perfectly that I've seen from the movies.
Yeah.
I don't know who their names are, but you've got a couple of ladies that could do that without a problem.
And then you need somebody to play
Meathead.
Mike and Meathead and what's her name? Sally.
You could have fun playing Meathead.
Oh, me?
You could do a Rob Reiner. You could do that.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be in it. I stay behind the camera.
All right.
I think a show like that is very, very hard to pull off unless you really, really have great actors. Because truthfully, they were one in a million, those four. That's why that show worked. And it all, when you think about it, it all worked in a living room and kitchen.
Well, that's the whole thing I'm saying to you. You wouldn't have to. Your set is easy.
Yeah, that's definitely. I mean, that's like trying to do the I Love Lucy. Who could do I Love Lucy with Ethel and Fred and Lucy and Ricky? I mean, you know, they were just four people that you just could not duplicate, in my opinion. I mean, it's easy to do a show today because they're not as valuable when you think about it.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. Well, when you're right, Pat, you're right.
And have you're, a and lovely you're... trip to the city. When you see de Blasio, tell him I said hello.
I don't think I'll see him. I think I got a better chance of seeing the Trump, and I know what I'll say to him.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Pat, take care.
You too, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with the check out our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.